Lord willing, this is the first in a series of videos sharing my Drive House experience with you. And I'm very grateful to Yahweh, in the name of Yahweh Shai, to have the opportunity to do this. Today is April 16th. It is the afternoon of the third prep day for what I hope to be a 13 or 14 day dry fast. That's no food, no water, no touching water other than maybe wiping my hands down if need be. And the reason why I'm doing this is chronicling my experience so that other brothers and sisters too on this journey know what to expect. Fasting has been a very important part of increasing my faith and physical healing. Over the past few years, I've had to piece together a lot of this information alone, and it would have been helpful to have someone to share their experience with me and serve as a guide to know whether I was on the right track or the wrong track. So in lieu of that, my hope is to be a guide for people that resonate with this message. And if you've been struggling physically, mentally, spiritually, in your walk, there is a way out of it. It's quick, it's free, but it is challenging. No lie, it has been very difficult at times for me in the past. Fasting and dry fasting specifically is not for everyone. Not everyone can do this or should do this. And to get to the point where I'm at now, to do these longer term dry fasts, it has been a multi-year experience. I did not start with doing dry fasts this long. However, hands down, dry fasting has been the most effective detox tool physically, spiritually, and the scriptures attest to that. It has been worth every moment of it. I've been dry fasting now for a few years. I did water fasting before that, but really within the last year and a half, that is when I started doing the longer term 7+ day dry fasting, with 12 days having been the longest. My goal for this fast is to reach at least 13 days. In previous dry fasts, especially the longer ones, I have experienced miraculous benefits, old injuries healing, blemishes disappearing, a level of vitality and energy afterwards that I never had before, and especially the mental clarity. It provides that like no other experience, and it really does cast off demons. I want my internal temple to be as clean as possible so that the Holy Spirit can more fully inhabit my body. As I've written in other posts, the men of our nation are fallen divinities, that's Psalms 82, and fasting with prayer brings us back to Yahweh and Yahweh Shai, and that's mentioned in Matthew 17. In the past, typically the first 3 days have been some of the hardest, and then it gets maybe easier for about 3 days or so, and then it becomes more difficult again. It sort of has been yo-yoing back and forth. Over the years, I've noticed that prepping for a few days before, and by that I mean liver flushing, intestinal flushing, can help make the process a lot easier because it cleans out a lot of junk that would otherwise be sitting in your body during the dry fast. So on Friday the 14th, I started with just one meal a day, a vegetarian meal. I don't eat meat before fasts to facilitate cleaning out my intestines. I did a liver flush at night. I was weighing maybe a little under 190 pounds. I like to generally keep that weight, but I do lose a lot during fasting periods and also different flushing periods. The next day, Saturday the 15th, I did a second liver flush in the morning. That's generally referred to as a double flush. And I had one vegetarian meal in the afternoon and maybe a snack or so after that. I passed roughly 100 small gallstones or bile stones. This is maybe, I think I'm about on my 40th liver flush. I've done single liver flushes in the past. Those stopped being effective, and many people recommended doing double flushing. And if that's something you're interested, a great site to check out for that is curezone.org. There's a lot of really helpful testimonials on there. Some information is great, some information is bad. If you know what you're looking for, you can get a really, there's a lot of gems in there for you to find. The liver flushes have given me amazing health benefits. It has fixed a lot of issues I had around digestion and been very helpful in terms of emotional releases. A lot of the ways people understand toxins in the body is being associated, their presence is associated with different toxic emotions that haven't been processed or let go. And that very much has been my experience with liver flushing. The next day, which was the 16th, that's today, this morning, I started off with a castor oil and turpentine cleanse. I've written some articles on that in the past as well for you to take a look at. And those for me have been very effective cleansing methods in terms of targeting candida. I have a candida overgrowth in my intestines and probably throughout various other parts. But it's very helpful in removing candida that sits beyond the first 10 feet or so of the intestinal tract. I've done maybe about 10 of these in the past. Initially, they can be quite taxing on the body. You do get the runs, especially in the beginning. It can be dehydrating, but over time, you know, after about 10 or so, it's much more manageable. One of the benefits to it is it does tend to dehydrate you. And since I'm going into a dry fast, I actually don't mind being a little bit dehydrated before I go into the dry fast, since that ultimately is the state I'm trying to achieve internally anyway. But really, the core purpose of the liver flushing and especially the castor oil turpentine flushing has been to clean out the liver and remove any food that's in the intestinal tract. The castor oil flush does this very quickly. There will be some stuff left over, but in the past when I've done dry fasting, long-term dry fasting, and I haven't done intestinal cleansing, I have experienced that there's just a lot of crap, literally, that sits in your intestines and it doesn't always get moved out until a few days later. And while it's sitting there, at times you're just reabsorbing some of the toxins and your body is already cleaning out and dealing with enough toxins. You don't need stuff sitting up, you know, in there that's food that's been there for a few days. A new thing that I tried this afternoon was taking frozen castor oil. I have read that it's been very effective for a lot of people in terms of moving out stubborn candida infections that reside in sort of the lower 20, past the first 20 feet of the intestinal tract. I'll have kind of a better idea of how that turns out tomorrow, but what I did was I poured partially filled an ice cube tray with castor oil. It took about 2 weeks to freeze. It was a long time. And then I popped the cubes out today and cut them into quarters or halves, depending on the depth. And had those, so I'll have an update on that tomorrow. I have been dealing with a very deep-rooted candida infection for maybe the past decade or so now. I think virtually every person has it to an extent. And I really didn't know what I was dealing with and the scope of what I was dealing with when I really, probably within the past year. And so that has been a huge challenge and something I hope to shed some light on for other people during this process. Dry fasting that I've done in the past, especially the 12-day dry fast, pretty much arrests all of the growth of that, breaks a lot of it up, and in a sense kind of gives you your life back. But I can kind of speak more on that later on. And my candida infection or overgrowth, which essentially the fungal overgrowth, really has gotten very intense, I would say, within the last 6 months. But I also haven't been dry fasting that during that period. There's a few articles that you can check out where I talk about how parasites, and especially fungus being the most oppressive of them all, in my experience, those serve as the, you could say, the mobile phone cell tower equivalent for demons that are being streamed in to your body. It's a very interesting topic. Again, just search for that in some of the old posts that I've done. And having that as a framework for how I understand physical health and spiritual health and mental health has really yielded a lot of progress in terms of my walk and what I need to be doing to prepare myself. So, how am I feeling right now? I'm a little bit cranky, a little bit headachy from the cleansing from the past couple of days. Nothing major. I weighed myself earlier. I'm about 180 pounds now. Throughout the entire dry fast, I expect to lose another 40 to 50 pounds based on past experience. And I do expect it to be much more challenging mentally and physically as the days goes on. And I will either start the dry fast tonight, will either be the start of it. I'll have my last drink of water or tea tonight, or I will start it tomorrow night. So, thank you for joining me on this journey, and I will speak to you in the next update.